Easy 99.1, it's Rob Hogan welcoming you into another edition of our South of Boston program here on a Sunday morning. We always appreciate you spending a little bit of your weekend and part of your day with us here. And happy today to welcome our guest, Abby Perilla. She is the CEO of the Arc of the South Shore. If you're not familiar with them, I'm greatly familiar because we've played a number of spots on our station for you, Abby, to promote the fantastic work you guys do. And I have that jingle in my head forever and ever. So it's well done there, and certainly well done with the Arc. Since 1951, the Arc of the South Shore has helped nearly 100,000 individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities, that includes autism, live their best lives and achieve high-quality outcomes with that. So just day-to-day, you guys are improving the lives of people. So number one, welcome. Number two, thank you for that.
Thank you. My pleasure and honor to be here.
Now, you have been with the ARC for about 6.5 years.
Correct.
Explain to you know, maybe our listeners out there who are not really as familiar with the great work you guys do as we here are at Easy 99.1, having worked with you guys so much in the past. Explain to them exactly what it is that you guys are doing in this community on a day-to-day basis.
Absolutely. And I think you prefaced it very well by saying, you know, allowing individuals and encouraging individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities, including autism, to live their best and fullest lives in the community. So we do that in a number of ways through our focus on their autonomy and self-determination, advocacy, and community integration. And that becomes really visible in the community through the number of services we offer. So it's really important to note that we serve the lifespan. A lot of people don't know that about us. We've been around 71 years, and we serve the lifespan. Babies in our early intervention program from birth to the age of 3 who might have a developmental concern, to our 10 group homes throughout the South Shore, a self-funded autism resource center, an adult foster care program, a personal care attendant program, our rehabilitation program for our more medically complex individuals, and our community day-based services program, which also includes employment services. So those are for our more high-functioning adults, and mm-hmm. we help them in a number of ways. As I mentioned, employment training, life skills training, and every aspect of this includes some social recreational.
I mean, so much of that is so important for you know, these people to live, I think, as independently as they can.
Absolutely.
And live empowered lives. I mean, it just means so much to them. And I'm sure it helps them progress quicker, you know, and really feel as if they are contributing and they're part of something.
That is absolutely true. And for us, we look at every individual we serve as their own person with their unique preferences. I'll tell you that most recently, I launched our first smart home with smart technology. And what we did is we looked at the 5 men that lived in the home, their unique preferences around technology and their needs, and we customized that home exactly for that reason. And that is one of many group homes that we will be making smart. I mentioned that we have 10 group homes. I renovate from time to time as we need to keep up with repair, good repair, and also the technology needs that we all have now in this changing environment. And at every juncture that I look at a group home, I will add some smart technology to it. The other thing that we're doing, which I'm really, really proud of and I want to share with all of you, is part of my work as CEO is to look at the unmet needs in our space, in our IDD, including autism space. And there's a great need to build autism group homes for the turning 22 population. So these are autistic people that turn 22 and then need help with housing. So the caregivers, the parents, are really struggling for that type of housing. So I'm really proud to announce that as part of me really evaluating the needs in the community and part of our strategic vision, in about 18 months, we will launch our first autism group home for the turning 22 with integrated smart technology. So I'm really proud of that.
Wow. You guys are really, you're staying ahead of all of that. And you know what I mean? That's got to mean so much to the people that you're serving.
Absolutely. And I think that's key in this line of work. You know, often people look at the disability space, and there's a lot of stigma attached to it. My job is to reduce stigma, and what I say in any platform that I am allowed to speak in is help me create that inclusive society and think progressively about the future of disability, you know, disabilities and disability rights. One thing I want to mention is that the ARC started in the 1950s as a social justice movement. It was a group of parents that had two choices for their children: institutional placement or to keep them at home. Because of these valiant parents, I have the honor of representing this organization. And this took off as a national movement. The ARCs are national throughout the United States. There's 17 of us in the state of Massachusetts, and I'm proud to serve at the ARC of the South Shore.
We've come such an amazingly long way since the beginning, as you said, with those such limited options, and now really giving these people the quality of kind of, you know, a kind of a life they deserve.
Correct.
Now, you serve primarily, and correct me if I'm wrong here, Braintree, Cohasset, Hingham, Hull, Milton, Norwell, Quincy, Randolph, Scituate, Weymouth. And you still, in addition to that, have a presence throughout the southeastern Massachusetts area.
Yes, correct. We also serve the Cape and the Islands through our personal care attendant program.
Okay.
And through our adult foster care program, we can go anywhere outside of the South Shore and beyond. So we go Boston, Metro South. Those two programs, the personal care attendant program and our adult foster care program, are MassHealth programs, and they're not bound by that catchment area.
Now, for somebody who might have a family member, a friend, anybody, a child who might be able to benefit from your services, how do they qualify? How do they figure out if you can be of assistance to them?
I always say, reach out to us, and we will help you navigate. One of the biggest challenges that I have found in this space is parents having challenges navigating the system. And to your point, what do I qualify for? What services can I receive? So I say, reach out to us. I have an outstanding team that will do an intake and help you through the process, help you navigate, whether you are a parent of a newborn, as I mentioned with our early intervention program, or someone seeking day services or group homes. And we'll help you navigate the process.
100% of your organization, which seems remarkable to me, funded by grants, donations, and sponsors.
Right.
Wow. You're doing great work with a lot of help from a lot of other people, thankfully.
Correct. And, you know, I always say it's the plight of the nonprofit, right? But nonprofit doesn't mean no surplus. We have to have a surplus so that we can grow programs, meet unmet needs in terms of our service deliveries, and also keep an invigorated workforce in place. I can tell you that we're state and federally funded, and the true operating costs of an organization of the ARC of the South Shore's size and scope, that funding falls short of the true operating costs. We're a $16 million operating budget. And the reason we have to fundraise so arduously is because that funding does fall short. When you think about what we've all experienced post-pandemic with the workforce, at the ARC of the South Shore, we took a bold move and we increased our wages to $20 an hour, right? Just like the retail spaces did, because these are our most vulnerable individuals that we serve. I say, you know, from where I sit, it's about the individuals I serve and the staff I support. So you have to look at all of that in terms of how you fundraise, how you keep an organization financially sound through such a difficult climate that we all went through. But I'm really excited because we have a whole new look at our marketing and outreach campaigns. And for me, it's I just want everybody to know about the services that we offer. So one of the things that I came up with, I was COO. I'll share this with you for 5 years at the ARC. So I had an intimate deep dive into the organizational needs before I became CEO. Been CEO for a year and a half now. And I have to tell you, one of the areas that I want to focus on to your question is expanding our philanthropic support. It is critical and necessary, along with a number of other things. Legislative support. So I'm always talking to our legislators and payment reform around our funding stream. So it's a three-pronged approach. But in terms of our fundraising, which I've put a lot of time and effort into, I came up with this idea. What am I going to do different as CEO to expand our brand awareness and services to the community? And I simply came up with a slogan. It's become a friend of the ARC. And I have to tell you that that slogan took off like wildfire. Thanks to my development team. I didn't think it was anything revolutionary because to me, you know, friends are the family you choose and there's no greater honor than to become a friend. So I thought, as CEO, I'm going to ask people to become a friend of the ARC, get to know us, volunteer at our events, explore board membership, get to know our folks, and think about philanthropic support. Well, my team put that on a t-shirt, created a logo. Like my slogan became a logo, was put on t-shirts, and people started wearing these t-shirts all around the world. I kid you not.
Wow.
We have pictures of people with I'm a Friend of the ARC in Europe, in Alaska, and all over the country. And it created a really, really nice synergy and buzz around our services, which is why we do it. So I'm really excited about that campaign. We gave away a trip to Antigua for the winner with the most creative place to wear the Friend of the ARC t-shirt. And like I say every day, we're only getting started with that, but it's really fun.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for our listeners listening out there that want to become a Friend of the ARC,
yes.
How can they get on board with this?
Please become a Friend of the ARC. I mean, you will never be the same in the best possible way. I would say start by visiting our website. We have a lot of material on our website, and immediately you can click on I'm a Friend, and we'll tell you how to become connected. And that's ARC, that's A-R-C, arcsouthshore.org.
Well, congrats. I mean, you know, you took a little idea like that and just
right?
blew that up to do something really, really good.
Just like the parents did in the 1950s, and that's why I'm here today.
And you are also, in addition to that, you don't stop there because you've got unbounding energy, and I can tell. So you've got some upcoming events
yes.
where people can get involved and they can learn more about what you guys are doing and they can help contribute to the great work.
Absolutely. An easy button way to become a Friend of the ARC. We have something really fun coming up. On December 3rd, we have our third annual holiday festival featuring winter sleigh rides, and that's at Webb Park in North Weymouth. That is a wonderful, whimsical holiday event for the family. I mean, we have Coco with Santa, the Clydesdale horses. I mean, it is so much fun. We welcome you, and you can find out about that event on our website as well. And then we have this awesome campaign that we're about to kick off with Easy 99.1, might I add.
Mm-hmm.
It's our 12 days of giveaways, and that's going to start from December 1st through the 12th. And if you listen, you will hear the word of the day, which will then give you a location, and you can win some fabulous prizes. And it's all to benefit the ARC of the South Shore.
Awesome. We're so excited to be involved with that, too. And it's such a great time of year, and I think so many people, you know, looking to do something nice, looking to give back.
Absolutely.
And there's no organization certainly more worthy than you guys.
Thank you.
Does the ARC extend, is that a program that is statewide? Are they lucky enough in Western Massachusetts to have an ARC?
Oh, absolutely. There's 17 of us in the state of Massachusetts, so
okay. You
can be connected in any region for our services. We're all independent. However, we're under an umbrella of the ARC of Massachusetts. So all of us, all CEOs, we meet monthly, share best practices, and talk about how we enhance our services as a whole throughout the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
Great. So that service and you know that assistance is available to those who need it, you know, certainly all over and not just here on the South.
Exactly.
Now, 4,000 people served annually. Wow. That's a big number. And all ages. I mean, is there a limit to who can receive assistance from the ARC? I mean,
well,
you go to 60 and beyond?
Yes, we do. For example, in our group homes, I say, you know, people like to use the term from cradle to grave. I say the lifespan because it's just the way I look at it. But we have people that have aged in place beautifully in our group homes and have passed away way into their 80s. We are so proud of that we can be there throughout their lives. And we have a number of individuals that started with us as young people and stayed throughout all of our service offerings. That's why it's so critical for me to expand our service delivery model to meet more unmet needs in the community and provide more services to that
end. And to watch that happen for such a period has to be such a rewarding experience for you guys, to know the difference you made in these people's lives. And certainly their quality of life, their self-esteem, and just enabling them to do things that many years ago they probably would not have been able to do.
Absolutely. And from an empowerment standpoint, honoring and preserving their autonomy and self-determination, which is why I say I don't have bad days. I'm incredibly blessed and honored to represent these individuals. And I do it with so much joy because they are so joyful and grateful to receive these services. You know, there's a lot of gratitude in this work. And to your point, it is a life of service, not only for myself, but I think for all of the employees at the Arc of the South Shore. You know, I say this all the time. It's the superhero employees that serve our superstar individuals. And they truly are the superstars.
We are talking this morning with Abby Perilla. She is the CEO of the Arc of the South Shore, doing awesome work, certainly all around the area. Now, you know, you just mentioned something about having no bad days, but it leads me to my next question. What is the most challenging part of what you do every day?
You know, that is a great question. And I think that for many, it's probably the financial piece of staying on top of all the regulatory changes and all of the needs in our space in order to continue to build, right? So in my strategic plan, I have aggressive goals. And how do you fund those? How do you, well, with strategic vision, obviously. But I would say the biggest challenge is our, you know, diversifying our funding streams for sure. Because I can certainly have a pulse on employee culture. I can provide excellent services with a great deal of quality and safety. I'm a progressive leader, and that is all good. That is not a challenge for me. I think the changing climate and the financial state, please, not just of the Arc of the South Shore, of the world, is that uncertainty that exists for all of us. If there's going to be a challenge, it is that. However, on the positive end of that question, I will say to you that I do not fail to plan. So I plan well, therefore I will succeed.
They can't help but succeed with you. What an attitude. You are dynamic, and I can certainly see why they continue to have such great, continued and growing success.
Thank you so much.
You mentioned being in touch with legislators. Have we made significant progress in getting the funding, getting the recognition, and making, you know, making people in Washington, in the State House, wherever we need to make them aware of the need and the constant need for you know, improving resources and more resources? Do you feel like you're getting that? Are we getting better at it? Or do we have a long way to go?
Well, I will tell you, I can speak from my last 6 years doing this work, and prior to that, 11 years in elder care in the state of Massachusetts. And I can tell you, we have such caring and cooperative legislators. My experience has been amazing. Governor Healey, I cannot thank her enough for the support that she has given us in this last year with our support for our rehabilitation program increases there. Senator Patrick O'Connor sits with us any opportunity that he gets to listen, care, and advocate. So I would say we're in a great position in the state of Massachusetts and definitely on the South Shore.
So what's next?
Well, what's next? Expanding that service delivery model. Uh-huh. I have a dream of 5 group homes dedicated to the Turning 22 autistic population, because I've listened to the caregivers and the parents, and I want to help them. Expanding our philanthropic support, and I really want to grow this agency so I can provide better services. And you know, an invigorated staff, because you're going to need an invigorated workforce to sustain the growth that's upon us, right? Mm-hmm. So I spend a lot of time on employee culture. So that's what I'm focused on.
So important and so overlooked in a lot of places.
Absolutely.
For listeners who might be out there, maybe they own a business, or maybe they're listening today and they're saying, wow, you know, I wasn't aware that right in my backyard they're doing such great work. Mm-hmm. If they want to contribute, can they volunteer? Can they contribute financially? Can they contribute goods? I know, you know, you've got several group homes. Mm-hmm. And can they say they're an electrician? I mean, is there something
Absolutely.
That skilled workers or people, no matter how they want to contribute and help you guys out?
All of the above. All are, you know, there are signs throughout my organization. All are welcome here. So that is all welcome and all good.
Beautiful. Beautiful. And how, what's the best way for them to reach out? I mean, is it find you through the website? Is it find your development folks? I mean, where would you steer them?
I'm notorious for having a cup of coffee with everyone, but I know that I can't be the end-all be-all, but certainly reach out to us on our website. My development team is outstanding. We answer every inquiry. We'll talk to everyone. I personally try to do it myself. I think that's really important from where I sit. And, you know, become a friend of the art, get to know us, and it'll be a really mutually beneficial relationship. I promise you that.
I absolutely would have to agree that. Abby Perilla, she is the CEO of the Arc of the South Shore. It's been a true pleasure.
Likewise.
To be able to talk to you and to learn so much more about the Arc. I mean, I was aware certainly of the great things you guys do, but ways that our listeners can get involved and really spread the word. And like you said, it's so, what is the word? It's satisfaction. The satisfaction, yes, you get every day going to work and just seeing the way you're empowering people and making their lives better is truly an amazing story. So we are thrilled to be able to share it. Continue to do the great work that you guys do. As Abby mentioned, their website is arcsouthshore.org. That is ARC. Get to know them, learn more about them and the great work that they do, and help support them in the community. And certainly we've got our event coming up with the holidays with you guys. So we will be talking all about that on the radio for the next few weeks, and look forward to doing that. Thank you so much for spending some time with us here this morning.
Thank you wholeheartedly.
And thank you for listening. Another edition of our South of Boston program here on Easy 99.1. We always appreciate you carving out a little bit of your Sunday morning with us, and certainly some of your weekend, and listening to Easy 99.1. We wish you a wonderful rest of your weekend.